Thankfully, pioneering medical treatments mean that more and more people are actually surviving serious trauma. But being discharged from hospital isn't the end of the story. As we've heard, it can take months or even years to recover from or adapt to the consequences of severe injuries, particularly where that injury involves the brain, as Greta Jackson found out when she went to Headway Cambridgeshire, a charity that helps to support families and people who've suffered a brain injury.
My name's Colin Shepherd. I suffered a brain hemorrhage in 2001. I remember going down to a shop to buy a newspaper, and I remember collapsing on the floor. Next thing I knew, I woke up in neuro critical care. It was strange. I had no idea where I was or what had happened. I had no idea what a brain hemorrhage was. When I was told I was paralysed, it hit me like a ton of bricks. The first reaction was, how was I going to cope at home? That was the first thing I remember. Concern for my wife. Could she manage?
And was there anyone to support you through this? What sort of help was available?
I had home visits to assess my needs at home, which was quite handy, because I really had no idea what I would need.
Was there any support that you wish you did have that you didn't get, perhaps?
I would have liked some support for my family. They seem to suffer quite a lot. I think the family were unsure how to treat me, because I didn't want to be treated any different, really. But I always had this fear that I wouldn't be, and I still don't today.
What's helped you get to where you are today?
Headway is my lifeline, been brilliant. The biggest thing I get out of Headway is building things like confidence, cognitive skills, and it gives me a big understanding of what's happened. And I found that really important, because when you have a brain injury, everything shatters your life. I know now why I get frustrated, why I can't remember things. But Headway has made me aware of those and given me support to put those things right.
Colin Shepherd speaking with Greta Jackson.